Listen to me. You're soft. You don't even see it, but you are. And that softness, it's the reason you're losing. It's the reason you hesitate. The reason you break when things get heavy. Out there, in the real fight, nobody cares about your excuses. Nobody cares how tired you are. Nobody cares how hard it feels. You either stand or you get crushed. I've been crushed before. I've been humiliated. I've stood in front of men so strong they could erase me with a flick of their wrist. And I swore, never again. You think you have time? You don't. Every day you waste is another day the gap grows between you and the man you're supposed to be. So kill the weakness before it kills you. Train harder, push further, stay angry. Because out here, there's no place for weakness. Right now, someone out there is training to destroy you. You think that's a joke? You think life doesn't work that way? It does. While you're sleeping in, he's grinding. While you're talking about what you plan to do, he's already doing it. And the day will come when you meet him, when you lock eyes, and in that split second, you'll know who prepared and who didn't. I've had that moment. I've stood across from warriors who lived for nothing but the fight. They weren't stronger because they were born that way. They were stronger because they refused to waste a single breath. And me? I refused to lose to them twice. I turned my body into a weapon. I turned my mind into an unshakable fortress. So ask yourself, if the enemy knocked on your door right now, would you be ready, or would you fold? Because when that day comes, there's no time to get ready. You either are, or you're done.
You want to know why you're still weak? Because you keep making excuses for it. I'm tired. I'm busy. I'll start tomorrow. Pathetic. Every time you let those words leave your mouth, you prove that you'd rather protect your comfort than chase your strength. You think strength is just muscle? No. Strength is a decision. Strength is a choice you make every single day. You either decide to rise, or you decide to rot. And I've seen what rotting looks like. I've seen warriors who used to stand tall, now hiding in the shadows, praying no one notices how far they've fallen. I swore that would never be me. I swore I would never let weakness find a home inside me. I would burn it out if I had to. Because there's no honor in being soft. There's no pride in being unprepared. And there is absolutely no place for weakness in the life of a warrior. You want respect? You want power? You want victory? Then stop making excuses. Start making yourself unbreakable. You think I was born strong? You think I just woke up one day and had the power to crush anyone in my path? No. I built it. I bled for it. I suffered for it. Every insult, every loss, every time someone thought they were better than me, I turned it into fuel. You ever felt that? That deep burn inside your chest when someone laughs at you? Good. That's rage. But here's the difference. Most of you waste it. You get angry. Then you cool down. Then you go back to being the same weak thing you were before. Pathetic. When I get angry, I don't calm down. I sharpen it. I turn it into a weapon. I take that rage and I train until my body screams. I push until I can barely stand. I fight until I can't breathe, and then I keep going. That's why I get stronger. That's why they can't stop me. Because I'm not afraid of pain. I welcome it. I let it forge me into something even my enemies can't understand.
Rage is not the enemy. Weakness is. Control the rage, aim it, and destroy anything in your way.
You think victory is the end? Fool. Victory is just another step. The moment you celebrate too long, you're already getting weaker. While you're busy feeling proud, someone out there is training twice as hard, ready to take everything from you. I don't stop when I win. I don't stop when I'm ahead. I don't stop, ever, because there's no such thing as strong enough. You think you've reached the top? Look again. There's always someone stronger. There's always a higher mountain to climb. And if there isn't, then you create one. You invent challenges so your edge never dulls. I've seen warriors become soft after victory. They lose that hunger. They forget what it felt like to be the one at the bottom, fighting for every scrap of respect. That's when they fall, and when I crush them. So remember this. The day you feel satisfied is the day you start dying as a warrior. Stay hungry. Stay restless. The moment you stop chasing strength, you're already weaker than yesterday. Comfort is poison. It's the soft pillow that smothers warriors in their sleep. It whispers, "You've done enough. Rest. Take it easy." And most, listen, that's why they never rise again. You think an enemy with a blade is dangerous? No. The most dangerous enemy you will ever face is the feeling that you're safe. Because safety makes you weak. When I feel comfort creeping in, I destroy it. I throw myself back into the fire. I look for the fight, for the pressure, for the thing that will break me. And I meet it, head on. A true warrior doesn't avoid the storm. He walks into it. He thrives in it. He uses it to sharpen his will until it's unbreakable. So if you're sitting in comfort right now, you're already losing. Get up. Step into the pain. Live in the struggle. Because strength isn't born in peace. It's forged in chaos.
You want to know the real secret? It's not talent. It's not destiny. It's ours. Hours when everyone else is sleeping, when they've gone home, when they've quit. I don't just train to win. I train to make sure no one else can even breathe in the same space as me. When they stop, I keep going. When they're done, I'm just getting started. Because I don't want to be close to them. I want to crush them so completely that they never even think of challenging me again. Every drop of sweat, every scream in the gym, every blister on my hands is a message. You will never outwork me. The truth is, most people can't handle the grind. They want the crown without the blood. But I'll bleed for it. I'll suffer for it. I'll give every piece of myself until there's nothing left. And then I'll find more. That's how you take the throne. Not by asking for it. Not by waiting for it. But by working until it's yours, and no one dares to take it back.
Every failure you've had, every loss, every time you were humiliated, outmatched, or laughed at. Good. Because that's the fire you need. That's the fuel they handed you without even realizing it. You think I forgot the times I was beaten? No. I remember every single one of them. Every blow, every insult, every smirk they gave me when I was on the ground. I keep it all. I store it. And I burn it. Most people let failure break them. They let it rot inside their mind until they never try again. But I'm not most people. And neither are you. When I fall, I don't just get up. I get up sharper, stronger, hungrier. Because pain is a teacher that never lies. Loss is the weight that forges true strength. The next time they think you're down for good, show them you've turned every scar into armor. Show them you're not just back. You're back to make them regret ever thinking you'd stay weak.
Comfort. That's the true enemy. Not the man standing in front of you.
Not the weight on the bar. Not the opponent in the ring. It's the couch. It's the easy meal. It's the warm bed when you should be grinding. It's the voice in your head. You've done enough. Rest. I've seen warriors with the potential to conquer worlds rot into shadows of themselves because they surrendered to comfort. They trained when they felt like it. They pushed only when it was easy. And slowly, they became weaker than the people they once mocked. Understand this. Comfort kills hunger. It kills drive. It kills the edge that makes you dangerous. You want to be strong? Then you declare war on comfort. You refuse to let it touch you. When others slow down, you speed up. When others relax, you tighten the screw. When they take the day off, you take the day over. Because the world will always reward the ones who keep moving, even when it hurts, especially when it hurts.
You feel that? That burn in your legs, that ache in your lungs, that pounding in your chest. Good. That's proof you're still alive. Proof you're still in the fight. Because strength is not built in comfort, it's forged in pain. The weak run from it. They call it too much. They convince themselves they're protecting their body. But the truth is, they're protecting their excuses. Pain is not the enemy. Pain is the signal. It's the voice telling you that you're breaking past the limits you've been stuck in for years. Every rep that burns, every breath that hurts, every drop of sweat that stings, that's your body transforming. You think a Saiyan grows stronger sipping tea and talking about it? No. We grow stronger because we stay in the fire long after others crawl out. Because we learn to love the feeling that makes the cowards quit. You want to get stronger? Stop running from pain. Start chasing it. When you're deep in it, tell yourself, this is where I'm reborn.
Don't tell me you were born weak. Don't tell me it's just the way you are.
Weakness is a choice. You're not cursed with it. You feed it. You protect it. You let it live in you because it's easier than killing it. Every time you skip the work, you choose weakness. Every time you say tomorrow, you choose weakness. Every time you let comfort win, you choose weakness. I've been weak before. I've tasted the humiliation. I've felt the sting of standing next to someone stronger and knowing I couldn't match them. And I swore I'd never feel that again. Do you know what happens when you make that promise and mean it? You stop making excuses. You stop feeling sorry for yourself. You stop letting weakness dictate your life. Strength is taken, not given. If you're still weak, it's because you haven't decided to kill the part of you that's holding you back. So make the choice right now. Be weak or destroy it forever.